Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a giant junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
To the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio here in Flowood, Mississippi. Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet is here. Don Barnes, also Chris Saxon producing tonight. And our floor director tonight is Steve Poston. Ty Bailey is on the phone and getting all the callers in and out. And I understand we got some great audio tonight and having a little bit of problem with the video, but we've got some great audio tonight. And, you know, the video, by the way, for the second time this season, AT&T's had problems all over the place again tonight.
You know, it's interesting you say that because we had some people, as you guys were talking about Twitter coming in, that gives people a platform to complain, which is understandable. So
not that they need one.
Right, but they use that. So we heard a lot about it tonight, but we heard also that there was a fiber cut in Clinton.
Yep.
And it caused another massive shutdown, through different providers across the state.
You know, you say that, and it makes me nervous because I know my grandson is visiting us in Clinton. I hope he wasn't digging in the backyard and got that fiber. So let's go to the Mississippi Sports Medicine the score desk right quick to get George and a couple. Then we're going to go to John Luke McCourt.
Okay, Russ, some scores that we did not give earlier. Florence beat Terry tonight 27-26, an outstanding game there. It was Oak Grove 42 to Laurel 12. Crestview, Florida, shut out St. Martin tonight by the score of 32-0. Fernando edged Lake Cormorant 30-28. Germantown beat South Haven by the score of 31-19. It was Natchez shutting out Port Gibson 26-0. Jefferson Davis County beat Wayne County by the score of 48-34.
Now, qualify that. That is the old Bassfield.
Right. Bassfield Prentice.
Come together.
Right.
And now they're playing up in the classification.
They're a 3A school now, I believe.
Right.
Is that right, George?
That's right.
And Wayne County is
5A.
Win tonight.
I've joked about this through the year that all of these players that played at Bassfield, Mancuso is on that staff. He's the coach there.
He's the coach.
They're all probably wearing Bassfield Schimmel shirts underneath their shoulder pads.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, look, we can put on a different jersey, but we're still Bassfield.
You're still Bassfield.
Yeah.
Once Bassfield, always Bassfield. All right, George, go ahead.
All right, Aberdeen beat Amory 30-22. That's one we did not give you earlier. Wesson over Bogachita 55-14. That's a final. It was Belmont beating Tishomingo County 25-21. Kasuth beat Baldwin 16-13. Some others that we had mentioned earlier, it was Jackson Prep beating Forest by the score of 14-3. We've given you the Pearl Northwest Rankin game, which I'm sure we'll talk about later in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
17-7. That was a really good game. Oxford won tonight, beating Grenada 22-0. I don't know if you heard me mention this or not earlier, but one of the more impressive games of the night. West Point beat Starkville 28-3.
They're tough.
Very well could be the top team in the state, regardless of classification.
Right.
You know, and I did, I tried to do the Hines Northwest game last night. That's a story in itself. We don't have time for that. But Jack Abraham, who quarterbacked that Oxford team, is the quarterback for Northwest.
Okay.
And, it's hard to tell last night in a driving rainstorm just, you know, how good he is. But I tell you, they're glad to have him. And I think you're going to hear a lot from Jack Abraham before this is over with. So, those scores made possible by the Mississippi Sports Medicine. Also, they have their clinic tomorrow morning.
This ties back to what we do here, which is high school football. And right. We talk recruiting a little bit on here, too, which is good. Talking about Jack Abraham, the junior college system we've seen in Mississippi has taken a different turn for the better in that we see a lot of Mississippi kids who have gone on to, and even out-of-state kids like Bo Wallace and right. Chad Kelly going to play D1. Tomorrow, one of those products from the Mississippi High School MHSA is Gardner Minshew, who went the JUCO route. He will start for East Carolina tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's starting tomorrow for East Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he led Northwest to a national championship.
He did.
So I'll tell you, that's what this show is all about, because we've seen these kids grow up over the years. And another guy that's done that is John Luke McCord, and he's got a lot on his plate tonight. John Luke, how are you tonight?
Absolutely. Look, I missed you there for just a second right where you went to me, but certainly had a great game tonight between Hernando and Lake Cormorant. I'm actually still trying to navigate my way home from Lake Cormorant, if you find it on a map. But
Siri doesn't know where it is.
Long way from Tupelo. Yeah, well, I'm not sure where I'm at right now, guys. So, but anyway, no, it ended up being a great game. For the longest, Lake Cormorant was kind of boringly dominating this game, I should say. Hernando's got a senior quarterback, really good, Jacob Crum. He ends up over 300 yards, and it really he just started bombing it deep late, and Lake Cormorant had no answers. And at the end of the game, Hernando got the ball less than a minute, down 1 point, and kicked a field goal with 3 seconds left. So pretty really exciting game up here, back and forth in the final minutes. But Hernando, the 6A team, gets a win over 5A Lake Cormorant on the road. Who knows where?
Wherever that road is. You know, you mentioned Hernando in that game that we tried to do last night in a driving rainstorm. Wilkie, who played for Hernando last year, is also the, I hate to use the word backup, to Jack Abraham. So Northwest is set up with two great MHSAA quarterbacks.
Absolutely. Look, I talked to Robert Wilkie on the sidelines of this game tonight. And, you know, interestingly enough, you were there last night. He got in and really was giving Northwest something they didn't have, which was the quarterback ability to run.
He did.
And they needed that last night in the rain. So, interesting.
Well, I'm not going to say
I think Jack Abraham's going
to. He's the man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack Abraham is the man. That's right. And I'm not going to say there was a lot of water there last night, but there was some guy building a boat in the end zone. I thought that was really appropriate for last night. It was awful. It was awful. All right, any other games up there to keep an eye on tonight, John Luke?
But I do want to make a comment about that West Point game. Look, I think Starkville and they have a big offensive line. They're deep. I've seen West Point play this year. They're dominant on the ground. But the offensive line, as good as it is, kind of small. I thought Starkville had the speed and the size to get them on defense. Look, that's a huge win for West Point. And, look, Pearl got a win tonight, too, so I don't think they're going to move up the one spot to the top spot in our rankings, the SES statewide top 10, but certainly big for them going forward. They keep winning. I think Jake's right. Might be the best team in the state, regardless of classification.
And, you know, on September the 15th, our first peanut game of the year is going to have Starkville at Neshoba Central. So, it should be a really good test for them. We'll get to take a look at that Starkville team.
Yeah.
So, hey, John Luke, have a great weekend. You get an extra day this weekend. Enjoy it.
And thank you.
We appreciate you making us a part of your Friday night here on Friday Night Under the Lights.
And speaking of Twitter, check them out on Twitter.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John Luke. At SES Mississippi, they are doing a fantastic job. And, boy, they have gone from lamb to lion when you talk about covering high school football in the state of Mississippi.
Yes.
They're doing a great job across the state.
Also, another team that we're keeping an eye on is Tupelo, and, well, we should be. And Randy McCoy joins us now. They are having Clarksdale tonight. And, Randy, I got to ask you, is this Tupelo team as good as the one we saw last year?
I believe it is as good.
Wow.
Our offense, Our quarterback is now a junior. Our running back is now a junior. So, yes, it is. Defensively, we got eight starters back on offense, three back on defense, and two of those three starters back are committed to Division I teams. So, yeah, I think we're pretty good if we can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the key, of course, to staying healthy. And tonight, Jack Clarkdale, tell me about that ball game.
Well, I tell you what, it was a great defensive ball game for Tupelo. Intercepted two tonight, ran them both back for touchdowns. One was about 27 yards, the other was 74 yards. Had 331 yards rushing. Held Clarksdale to a total 155 yards, but 80 of those 155 came in the fourth quarter. Subs were in the ball game, and they drove it 80 yards for a touchdown. So, you know, really we held them at about 70 yards. So, really good against what I think is a pretty good Clarksdale team, because Clarksdale thought they were going to be good because they're playing South Panola next week. And they were 9-5 last year. Of course, for Tupelo, we play in a pretty tough preseason, so to speak, because next week we come down to visit in Jake's territory. We go to Brandon.
Yes,
that ought to be a huge football game.
Boy, and you know, it's a shame you got to come to that stadium, Randy. I mean, you'll see some D1 colleges that won't have a stadium that nice.
I think that it will be a very, very good high school physical football game.
A slobber knocker?
And I'm looking forward to coming down to I tell you, I might get to use that term. I haven't used it this year, but I like the slobber knockers now. That's pretty good.
Randy, we'll have you some good food in the press box, I can promise you. We're going to treat you right next week.
Hey, well, I certainly hope so. I will tell you a little bit about our quarterback now.
Do that.
Quarterback Stephon McClellan is a junior. He's 6'3", and they weighed him today. He's 235.
Big kid. That's a big boy.
He is a big youngin', and he rushed for 78 yards tonight, threw for 95. So he's a big part of our offense.
How does a defensive back come up and take him on, Randy, by himself?
You tackle him with getting your fingers in his ear hole and pull him down.
Boy, that's a big boy. I'd hate to be a cornerback, you know, watching that guy come at me.
One of the things that, of course, Tupelo does is they'll go to an empty set. When they do, linebackers move out, and he'll run it right up the middle. It's very, very with that weapon as a good big running back as a quarterback, makes it hard to defense them when they go to certain formations.
That's all right. I was going to say we're up against the break. We're going to have to let you go, but we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you in Jackson next week over here in the Brandon area, Randy. Always a pleasure to have
I'll
you
be
on.
There.
Always a pleasure. Thank you,
Rush,
sir.
Great to talk to you, Rush. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, week, Randy. All righty. Well, he does a great job for Tupelo.
He does.
Two quick things if we got a minute on Tupelo.
Yeah.
Exactly what he's talking about. I saw that firsthand. This quarterback is a massive guy. And they did this last year. You know, this all started over 10 years ago when you talk about this whole quarterback read thing.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer and Dan Mullen out of Utah. They will spread you out five wide, just like you said. The linebackers have to come out and cover. So, literally, it's 5-on-6, and you've got one guy that can tackle this guy. He is a man-child. Also, Jet Johnson, middle linebacker committed to Mississippi State, he's talking about. Mississippi State feels really good about this guy. They said he's the type of kid that not only will be like an all-SEC player, he's a face guy, too. Real good family, real good kid. Good for the program. Tupelo is rolling. All right, we're going to take a timeout, and we'll have more. We got Greg Flynn going to talk about the Pearl Pirates in Northwest Rankin coming up this Friday night. Under the Lights continues from the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. Back with more in a moment.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Dig South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Giant Studio here in Flowood, Mississippi. Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, and Don Barnes will be coming back in just a little bit. I want to remind everyone across the state that the Friday Night End Zone show that runs from 4 to 6 also runs here in the Jackson area. And Jason Scarborough and Perfect Green do a really good job of that. They were previewing the big games. And did a good job of finding the games in the area and dissecting them, breaking them down. And so those are stations all around. I just, you know, encourage you to hit your scan button, you know, and just find like you do with us. I mean, we're carried by MPB Think Radio, and all you got to do is start far as you can to the left and scan, and you'll find us somewhere.
That's the way I do it.
That's right. That's the way everybody does it.
Yeah.
And we really, big thanks to MPB. They are a big partner of what we do here at Friday Night Under the Lights. George is working on scores. We'll go to the complete score desk, the Mississippi Sports Medicine score desk here at the top of the hour. Let's go to the telephones. Greg Flynn wanting to talk about the Pearl Pirates tonight against Northwest Rankin. And, Greg, I'm going to tell you, if there is a tougher schedule anywhere in the state than Pearl's, I want to see it.
Oh, I agree. And the fans are getting their money's worth every week with these Pirates. I'll tell you that. They don't let you leave early, put it that way. None of these games you can leave early.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
For the number one team in the state. Well, you know, 17-7 was the final score tonight, but it was a whole lot closer than that. Pearl's defense is tremendous. They made awesome strides. They did a great job of containing Cameron Carroll, the great running back from Northwest Rankin. They bent but never broke on him. But the offense was just pitiful tonight. They had to easily have had 100. They had to easily had 100 yards in penalties.
Offside, stuff like that, you know, the ones that'll drive your coach crazy.
You can. The guy that was on the near side. Official, I think he was getting paid per flag that he threw, he's probably going to the Cayman Islands now with what he earned tonight. But Northwest Rankin's a really good team.
Yes, they are.
Pearl's offense was just completely inept tonight. But this was a team that against Northwest, Northwest had scored 68 points in its first two games. Mm-hmm. And they held them to 7. So it was a testament to the defense. Pearl would turn it over. The defense got it right back. Tylan Knight, if he's not among the best players in the state. It's a crime. He's does everything, small in stature, but man, can he play football. And if somebody doesn't give him a Division I offer somewhere, they're going to be missing out on him.
Greg, you know, this is Jay Quimberly. First off, I love your honesty. That's part of the reason we get you back on the show each week.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
Sounds like it is.
But, you know, you talked about it last week. You talked about it tonight. You know, some inconsistencies on offense, playing really good defensively. So what is the ceiling for this team? Because it's going to come around. The offense is going to come around at some point. Penalties are going to go away, and it's going to get to clicking. How good can this team be?
Well, I think defensively they picked right up where they left off last year. I mean, they hit Warren Central last week, 14 points, because one of the touchdowns was a pick six. They won that 28-21. They hold the Northwest Rankin team again with 68 points over the first 2 weeks to 7 tonight and made Cameron Carroll look average. I don't know that he went over 100 yards. Offensively, though, and I don't know what was up with Jake Smith, our quarterback tonight, but he dropped the ball. He was just dropping the ball out of his hands twice, and he lost one as a fumble that was returned for the touchdown. That's how Northwest had their only score, is because Jake got sacked and fumbled the ball, and Northwest recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. So every week it's somebody different that's not producing yet for the offense. It's like this is a high-octane offense that needs premium fuel, but they're only putting regular in the tank.
Well, they need to have a different filling station, obviously. Well, you know, there's still a lot of football left to play, Greg, and, you know, the Pirates definitely, as you said, I think the most impressive thing is that they stopped a team that had scored 68 points and held them to 7. So what's that old saying? You know, if you can win ugly and still win, you know, you'll take that every time. But I think the Pirates are still the team that someone's going to have to deal with in about 10 weeks. So we'll see how it goes. Hey, Greg, thanks for spending some of your Friday night with us here on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Oh, you got it, babe. We got to go to Shreveport next week to play in the Battle of the Border at Independence Stadium.
Oh, what a great place to call a game. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm not going to enjoy that the kickoff isn't going to be till about 9 o'clock.
Ooh.
Wow. But, yeah.
So we won't be talking to you next week. Well, we might if it's at midnight.
I'll talk to you mid-game if you want.
Hey, enjoy your weekend, my friend. It's a little extra long this weekend, so enjoy it.
All right, go Mizzou.
He threw that in because he knows I'm a Texas fan. All right, so we're just about 8 minutes to the top of the hour, and when we come out of the top of the hour break, George will have the Mississippi Sports Medicine scores desk with all the scores updated. Will Watson working hard getting that to him. By the way, Dr. Dave Shouse has worked hard to get the app going and,
yes,
and off and running. It is. And he was telling me that 8,000 people in the month of August have put it on their phone. So,
wow, that's really good.
That's really good. So
I mean, we're across the board. We talked about Twitter, @Fanuddle.
Yeah.
And we got the app. You want to get that.
That's right.
The website.
Website.
You want to be there as well.
Yeah.
And the Facebook page.
That's right. Don't forget Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
we got you covered everywhere.
That's right. And Will is actually handling the tweeting, you know, at 7 o'clock. And he was saying there were a lot of blowouts tonight. So we'll get to George's scores here in just a little bit. And also want to talk, when we get to the top of the hour, we'll talk again about our Wendy's Giant player. Jill, we got the Peanut game coming up, and I can't wait to see Starkville.
Yeah.
Now, especially after coming off this one tonight. And that'll be in 2 weeks, 9:15. It'll be Starkville at Neshoba Central. Should be a good one.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt. Like you said, Starkville, somebody had asked me tonight, is we're fixing to go to Josh Jackson. What happened to Starkville? I said, well, they just ran into a bus off. That's all. She'll have a really good football team.
Let's call West Point. Let's bring in JJ, Josh Jackson of WAPT, Blitz 16. Good evening, my good sir. How are you?
Man, Russ Robinson, it's good to hear from you again.
Well.
It's my Friday every night.
Oh, if I just had your budget on clothes, I'd be in great shape. But anyway, I digress. you know, what jumped out at you tonight, Josh, in the state? That, you know, there were some games you knew we were gonna win, some that may have been closer than you all. What jumped out at you tonight?
Yeah, a few. I was expecting down I-55 South, Terry and Florence, two undefeated teams, and obviously Terry being a 6A squad. I knew Florence would compete with them, but that was a shocker to me to see Florence come out with a 27-26 win in overtime. And Terry came out from the jump, went up on them 12-0, and it looked like that Florence was going to kind of tuck their tails there. But Josh Quick, who was out last year, he got most of the carries. Josh Quick was injured, but they moved him to quarterback, and he just did what he does. He made plays, and sometimes you have to just put your best player under center. They have him in the backfield, they had him at receiver, things of that nature, but he made plays, allowed Florence to get right back in the game, and in the end, no coach approved spot that came out with the victory. So that was a shocker for me. I was shocked. You should never bet against a Ricky Black team.
I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to say anything. I saw it, though. I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, and here's my thing. Whenever I go with my pick'em, I always start with my rankings from the beginning of the year until, like, I'll go, regardless of Pearl's playing right now,
right.
I'll go Pearl every week until they lose, I based on my ranking. And I had Forrest above Jackson Pearl. But as usual, Ricky Black, all he does is win, literally, five straight MAIS championships. But that was a huge win. It was a statement win. A lot of people sometimes don't give Prep the credit and say, okay, well, they're just MAIS juggernauts, but he proved tonight MAIS, MHS double, like wherever you need to play, anytime, anywhere, any place, Jack and Prep's ready to ball.
And look, Josh,
that was a great one as well.
And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to hear a lot more out of this Forest team. They were 345, 285, 260 across the front offensively. This is a team that you're going to hear from late in the season.
Yeah. Yeah, they have some great players. DeJuan Black, you know, he's a heck of an athlete there.
Yep.
Like you said, I totally agree. It just shows, it's a testament to how great a team Ricky Black has there, you know, with Chance Lovertage and, you know, a lot of other guys, Jerrion Ealy, but you can go down the list year in, year out. They're kind of like Alabama. You can expect them playing, you know, so to speak, the national championship of MAIS football. And so that was a shock for me. I was expecting Clemson and the Clemson and Brandon game. It was a little bit tight. Our sports manager, Ashley Chauvin, was out there. And it was a little bit tighter than I expected in the first half. I thought Brandon would, but eventually they pulled away there. That was also a shocker. But we had some really good games out there. And here's the one that really stood out to me. The fact, you can say what you want to say about Bassfield and you know, how good, but they went down there on the road, played a well-coached, really good Wayne County team, came out with the win, and people, you know, I know they're moving up a notch at 3A, but you better watch out for those Jaguars. Those guys are ready to play, and you know, Coach Mancuso, he's been waiting for this, you know, he kind of up the ante, if you will. Athletes from Prentice, athletes from Bassville, you combine those two schools. A lot of shots out there for me tonight, so definitely a great night for high school football.
Well, Josh, I know you got to get ready for Blitz 16. We really appreciate you spending time with us and sharing, because, see, these are reports on some games we haven't had, and that's why we love having you on the air. We really appreciate what you do with Blitz 16, and we will look forward to talking to you again soon. I know you're going to enjoy your weekend off.
Not really. I'm headed to Southern Miss tomorrow for that Kentucky game. And one little tidbit I like to add before I leave it, which is huge to me. Don Ragsdale, Danny Dozen, Don Ragsdale over at Pisgah. Coach told me this morning he had an MRI. So he did not play against St. Andrews. So St. Andrews went on to blow out Pisgah. But just praying for him. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything's okay.
Yeah.
But Don Ragsdale just really good player. And I was sad to hear that.
Yeah, really. We certainly are thoughts and prayers with him. Thanks so much, Josh. We appreciate you so much, man. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
All right, Josh Jackson from WAPT and Blitz 16. We're going to duck out of here, take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go to the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk with George Brotry. Don't forget, tomorrow, their clinic, Saturday morning clinic, at the Fortification Street location of Mississippi Sports Medicine. Back in a few.